I believe men in ministry can limit themselves for God. I know this to be true, friends, for I've seen it time and time again through the years of laboring for God. Observing such behavior in religious men is often depressing because one looks at them and wonder at all the potential that lay in ruin. Men who were gifted of God and men who could have made a deeper footprint for God in their generation, but they are men self-hindered from doing greater things for God. They are bound individuals, restricted by the dogma of their own beliefs and self-imposed rules, tightly wrapped in the grave clothes of their own legalism. These individuals are so tightly wrapped like a mummy, all they can do is hop around from one place to another, bumping around in busy religious activity, but too entrenched in their own set ways to ever break out for God, cast off their grave clothes, and run with freedom, yet alone ever soar like an eagle. They are merely religious mummies, let out of their painted coffin from time to time, to stagger about slowly down the corridor of their pyramid of legalism, only to find their way out into the sunshine once in a while, to face the reality of a world that is too much for them. For while they were in their coffin of a bound religion, the world changed around them, and their eyes can't adjust to their new environment. They are blinded by the glare of a sin-loving society as they totter back and forth aimlessly until they retreat once again into their cave and recede back into the labyrinth of their religion that keeps them bound hand and foot like a tightly wrapped mummy to such a degree the sound of their ministry is only a faint mumble, barely heard or even understood. If only they had been willing to lay still a little longer until they heard his voice, maybe things would have been a little different for them, like this passage from the Gospel of John illustrates. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, "Loose him and let him go."